Bro, you know what? I just read that Akshay Kumar is the biggest taxpayer in India and the government of India awarded him with an award just because he's the highest taxpayer in India. So what? What do you mean, so what? Why are these richest people like Ambani and Adani are not the highest taxpayer in India? Like why? Why is an actor the highest taxpayer in India? Akshay Kumar takes a salary, so he needs to pay tax on that, but Ambani and Adani don't. Their wealth comes from the amount of stock they hold. That is the company they own. So what they do is instead of taking salaries, take stocks. So let's say right now a stock's value is 1,000 rupees. 2 months later, it becomes 2,000 rupees. So their net worth increases. That makes them rich, but they're not taking salary, so they can't be taxed that way. And you can't tax unrealized gains. So when the value becomes 2,000 and you decide not to sell, that 1,000 rupees extra is your unrealized gains. But when you sell it, you realize the profit, and that's when you pay the tax. Until you don't realize your profits, you don't pay taxes. Oh, I didn't know that. How do you know this? Where do you learn it from? I don't follow anyone, I just read about it. You can do it too. You just need to have an interest. And that's how you know it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Being Surreal. And I hope that skit was little nice. Like, I actually saw this post and there were people comment like that Akshay Kumar thing. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I actually saw an Instagram post which mentioned it. In the comment section, there were three kinds of people. First one was, damn, Akshay Kumar is so good, he's paying so much tax. Wow, he's paying so much tax. That's good, that's good. Second, they were questioning about his nationality and all that stuff, which I'm not going to get into. But yes, it was fun reading those comments. And third, it was that, why is an actor paying more than the richest people in India? And that's the thing I told. So the thing is, this episode is not about financial advices. It is more about like reading and researching on your own rather than just following people. Okay, and that was sort of parody. And if it's good enough, when I'll edit it and I find that it's good enough, probably I'll make it a reel because Instagram is really dead right now. But yeah, coming back to the topic, I'll just talk about this a little. So I like to read about this stuff, so I was reading this, and so I'll get into this topic. You can't tax unrealized gains. So there's a difference between realized gains and unrealized gains. Let's say I have a stock which is like 1,000. Oh no, I want an MRF stock. Let's say I think it's around 80,000. So let's say I have an MRF tire stock and it is 80,000 rupees. Okay, and let's say 5 years later the price of that single stock becomes 2 lakh rupees, and so the profit I get from the stock is 1,20,000. So that profit is unrealized gains. Why? Because I don't have that money right now. I'll get that money when I'll sell the stock. I still have it, and so I don't have the profit. It's similar like you have Air Jordans, okay, and you bought it at rupees 30,000, okay, and later on it goes, okay, its resale value is 80,000 rupees. I hope you get that reference. So its resale value is 80,000 rupees. So until you sell those shoes, you don't have any profit. So that is unrealized gains. But when you decide to sell it, you get that money. And that money is your realized gain, and that money is part of your income. So you need to pay tax on that. So recently a similar thing was thought in US, that why can't we tax unrealized gains? Like during the pandemic, the billionaires got richer and the poor people got more poor. So because the values of stock increase, US decided that they will bring a billionaire tax. So that is that if your income, like unrealized profit, is more than $1 billion, I hope that I'm right. Yes, and it was similar to this. I'll put a link in the description. You can go and check it there. Okay, if your unrealized gains is more than that, you need to pay tax on that. A lot of people protested for it, and a lot of people were like, yes, this should be done. And I was the one who said that it shouldn't be there, because I think it's very stupid. It's like you are taxing on something that is not already there. So we'll get on that. For example, let's say right now the market is in recession, okay? All the stocks are going down, Nifty, Sensex are all going down, okay? Like for example, Zomato just reached like lower than the price of stock it was released at IPO. So that thing is, so what happens is that right now what those people are experiencing is loss. They don't have any profit, they have loss. So taxing unrealized gains is very stupid, because the government is not going to compensate for the unrealized loss. You can't give concession for that. It's like when you are at loss, you are on your own. But when you make money, I want part of that too. But the basic reason I made this episode was because I feel that people these days are very easily influenced by other people on internet. Not just influencers or some of these CA guys telling life hacks that can get you 50% off on flight or those kind of thing. I think they are legitimate, though I haven't tried, but it's a good thing they're creating awareness of about that. But my main thing is that people don't really go out and find them on their own, because no, I didn't see people on Instagram or these CA people talking about billionaire tax or anything. What I did was I usually browse Twitter, and it was there, someone mentioned billionaire tax. So I went and read about it and read how it works. And there were some things about it which I don't really remember. But yes, I know a little bit. Enough that I can say one word or two about it. And I can like go and read more about it. So it's more about reading and learning things on your own. Realized gains, unrealized gains. And not just about money thing, it can be about anything. So let me ask you a question. Okay, you can pause the video to answer it. You can use the comment section. And it was just random curiosity, just like I thought about it. And when I think about something, and I just Google it and try to find the answer. So the question for you, which I want you to write in the comment, is that, what's the difference between a cushion and a pillow? I know they are very similar, but there's a difference. So I wanted to know, so I Googled it. And so the difference between, I have lost that a little more serious tone I used to have in earlier episode. But right now I'm like really experimenting with the way I'm talking and the way I'm delivering. So you can like comment and let me know that if this is good or not, and the previous way was better, or I could do this or do that, because I know some of you guys are from the start. So yeah, you can help in that. So it's that you need to get that internal curiosity so you can find out these things. And you don't even know, you have to like spend a lot of time to think about things. What you can do is, let's say, so this reel popped up in your feed, the one I made, and you just heard about that billionaire tax. And just like I told, I don't remember a lot of details. So it should not be like, okay, he just said about this, okay. I'll agree with him, whatever he says. But no, instead what you should do is, okay, so he mentioned about billionaire tax and he didn't even seem to know about it a lot. He's quite forgetful. So what I'll do is, so I'll just go to Google and read it on my own so I can get the correct information. So just like that you can do. It's about the, you hear a new word, rendezvous, and you go and search about it, sodad. So that's how things is. And it just doesn't need to always have a little bit about words, it can be a lot of different things. Because I remember when I was in class 8, I was addicted to Quora. Like what I would do was I would just go there and read. There were people writing about their life, their incidents, and I would do. And I'm not kidding, I have learned so much from that. Like most of you don't know, my writing part, the blogs and all those things I do, like I do that, I write poems and stories. I'll mention the link of my portfolio too, okay? Okay, a lot of self-promotion going on, but yes. So yes, my that the thing is self-learning. Self-learning is very important, and it doesn't just need to come from your any video or anything. It can come from your experiences too. So let's say you were with a person, okay, and you invested a lot of time there, but turns out they were cheating on you, and they were leaking your information elsewhere. So that would make you feel very betrayed. But what would you do? Nothing? I don't think you should do that. But instead, what you should do is, you take that lesson and you start testing trust of people. And you don't... You can learn lessons from everything. Like, everything. Like, right now, I'll go after this video. I'll probably note down what off-topic things I told and how I could be much more precise, because I really need to do that. Like I'm thinking of a lot of things right now which I could say, but I'll avoid that probably for the next episode. And that is it for today. See you in the next episode. And I'll get a little more serious tone right now. I'm a little excited about talking to you guys regularly. That's what I am right now. And I'm really experimenting. So if you have any more suggestions, you can just comment down below. And if you like the video, just like it. And you can always send me feedback. And with that, I'll take a bye. And thank you.